Hello and welcome back to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we're talking about getting out of your chair and getting in the car and going somewhere, wherever, even if you don't know where you're going. So stay tuned.
Another episode of New Every Day. We're back on the road, and last week we talked about getting up out of your chair and this whole feeling behind, well, what motivates you to actually get up and move? Like, if God tells you to do something, are you just going to go and do it? And it's so easy to stay where we are, to stay comfortable, like pressing the snooze button. Like this morning, I knew I wanted to get up for a run, and Jen will hear me press the snooze button over and over over. And those 9 minutes never make me feel good. I'm never like, yes, that was the best 9 minutes.
And I'll say to her, Carrie, your alarm has gone off 3 times now.
Look, I'm yawning thinking about it.
Do you want me to wake you up? Or do you want me to come back in an hour and a half if you haven't moved yet? And she's like, no, I'm getting up. And then I'll be like, are your feet on the floor?
I'll be like, no. And but I know I want to do important things, and I always feel better when I get up and do it, you know?
Yes. And so we talked last week by the fact that we said we just don't think we have enough time, or we don't think that we're filled up. So we're not filled up with the Lord, spending time with the Lord, and so we think we have nothing to give. And you're right. Like, those extra 10 minutes, we always think
it's going to be so good.
It's going to be so good. Or maybe we can make it just right. And as I was saying, when I was on my personal retreat, I was just like, well, I want it to be just right. I want to be at the right spot. I want the water and the picture and the sun.
Oh, you're talking about chasing the sunset. So
chasing the sunset.
I texted her and I said, hey, there's this amazing sunset where we are. And she decided to finally get out of the chair.
Yeah.
And I just drive.
But I wanted it to be perfect. And so often we want things to be just perfect. And so we're like, that I think sometimes holds us back, that fear, right? Well, what if it isn't perfect? What if the person doesn't respond the same way? Or what if it doesn't turn out the way I think it should? And so this fear of either it's FOMO, fear of missing out, like we're gonna miss out, or it's not gonna be what we think it should be.
Like, well, I've often felt that way about like sharing Christ with other people.
Okay.
Like, had that feeling that, well, they wouldn't appreciate it because of A, B, and C. So you know what? And that it's not politically correct to bring up God and His love in this situation.
Right.
So I'm going to not, and it's still okay. You know, I'm just going to pray for them where I am.
Right.
So it's not wrong to pray for them. But I have felt so strongly sometimes, it's like, man, I just got to go pray for them. Or like, man, you know what?
Yeah.
They've got a sore back. I need to go pray for their back. And like, not done it. But then, honestly, Jen, when I've said yes and gotten up and done it, it has always been great. And I don't mean like people have always been like, yay, thank you, yay God, I believe in God. Let's pray right now, okay? Right. No, but is it Titus Timothy that I want you to be active in sharing your faith so that you can understand God's love for us and His plan for us? And
right.
Yeah, it's in sharing of what you believe, of how God sees people, and about the gospel.
Right.
That God loves us.
Turn?
I want to turn right here.
Yeah.
That God loves us, that He died for us, that He has a plan for our life.
Right.
Like, sharing that with other people makes it more real in my own mind and my own heart. And,
right.
And so, like, just before you were on your personal retreat, I was on vacation, and I went on a road trip with some family and a friend, and we went to a conference in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing because it was like encountering the gospel in a way that I had not encountered it before. And what we would do is that we would get together in the morning and we would hear
his
speaker.
And who's the we?
Oh, my mom, my aunt, and our friend Diane.
No, but I mean, when you said we would get together in the morning.
Oh, we, as in like the congregation, all the people conference. Participating at the conference.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Nope, got it.
And we would all be there and we would hear this speaker talk about the love of God and talk about the power of the Holy Spirit and the reality of the cross and the reality of who Jesus is and that he's right. the Lord of Lords and that he lives inside of us.
Right.
And what the rivers of living water flowing out of us actually mean and what they look like is bringing love and life to people.
Right.
In conversation, through praying for them. So then we would be like set free to go into okay. the community and just have lunch, but ask God to show us who we can show love to and who we can pray for. And at first I was like, wow, like this is really not what I'm used to.
Right.
And this is like an extrovert convention. I'm an extrovert, but it was like, whoa. And, so anyways, then we went into the community.
Right.
And just like, we would walk up and pray for random people. Like,
how would
like,
you know who to pray for?
I would just ask, hey, I just wanted to tell you that God loves you, and can I pray for you about anything?
Right.
And people would say yes.
Okay.
It was like the wildest thing. And as I stepped out to do it, my confidence grew. Because I thought, this is a loving thing for me to share with these people.
Right.
It's not being unkind. And I've got to tell you, we were encouraged to pray for God to show us something about that person.
Right.
Or to show us who we should pray for. And okay. so I saw this woman walking across the parking lot and I was like, I need to pray for her. And when I got to her, I said, do you have a sore hip? And she was like, yep. I was like, can I pray for your hip? She's like, yep. She let me pray for her and like pray that God would bless her and like heal her hip.
And like, was she a part of the conference? Or
no, she was a random on the street. And I'm not okay. saying that to be like, woohoo, look, I did it. But it was like, man, it felt so good to share the goodness of God with other people. Like, wow. It's real in my life. But it took getting up and going. And actually, it took other people that I could see doing that, getting up and going, that
right.
I was encouraged by them.
Yeah.
I was so encouraged by them. And they were so loving. And so, like, when I see other people doing things and mm-hmm. getting up and going, and, you know, on the flip side, it's like sometimes you see people running that triathlon or doing the marathon, right. and you can be like, well, that's never going to be me. I'm not going right. to do that. Look at me. I just love, I'm a couch potato, and that's it. Or you can be like, you know what? I can do that. I can take that first step. And in reaching out to people in that way, being more bold and praying for them and like believing God to work miracles in people's right. lives, I'd been like, well, you know what, sometimes it doesn't happen, so I'm just going to pray for them about other things and not for healing. Instead of believing God and letting him do the rest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we're going to pause right there, and I want you to think about, is that something that you would do? Would you just randomly stop someone and say, hey, can I pray for you? So we'll be back right after this.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, and welcome back. You are still watching New Every Day. And
yes,
my name
are.
Is still Carrie and her name is still Jen.
Still Jen.
And we're still driving along and we are chasing the sunset and it's right there and it's so beautiful. And we just decided to get up out of our chair and
chase the sunset.
After.
And what's so interesting is another thing that prevents us from from doing stuff is the fact that we'll say, well, we don't have any money. Like, we don't have any money to do something.
Yeah.
And very often, Carrie and I will say, we have food at home. Like, I'll be like, hey, let's go out. Or she'll say, hey, let's go out. And I'll be like, we have food in the fridge.
She tried to peer pressure me to go for wings today. And I said,
there's still time. There's still time. Oh, there's an Ottawa Sens game tonight. We can totally go to Wild Wings. Anyways, the point. Because the thing is, she is really always up for an adventure. That's the best part of being Carrie's friend. So, but often we'll say, oh no, we're not going to go out because there's, you know, we'll save our money for something else. Well, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, I had purchased to support one of the kids at our local school some coupons, a coupon book.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, okay, because I love this child and I want to support him, I will buy this coupon book. So whether I use anything out of it, doesn't matter. So I open it up and I see this coupon for a local pita place. And I'm like, hey, Carrie, do you want to go? It's like 2 for 1. And she's like, yeah. And so what's interesting is because I was moved by compassion to help this child, I spent money thinking if I see, and that's another thing, right? Sometimes we don't want to get out of our chair because we don't think we'll see the fruit.
Yes.
We don't think we'll see the fruit of whatever it is that we think we need to see the fruit of.
But in my own life, it was actually not believing.
Hmm.
I wasn't believing that if I stepped out in a certain way that God would do his part.
Right.
His part's done. Jesus came. He died. We have life.
Yeah.
And we can have it life to the full. So all the other stuff is sprinkles.
Right.
You know?
And so, yeah, let's go that way.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Oh, I'm going too fast.
Oh, Carrie. So, but that's, I thought, you know, if I never, I felt, I knew I needed to help this kid.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought, even if I don't see any, like, fruit, I've helped
as
the kid.
As in, like, getting a discount that you actually wanted?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
And so, found it. I'm like, hey, let's go to this pita place. We go in. We have great conversation, but what's so cool about this is I go to the bathroom and I come back and Carrie has struck up this conversation with the guy who served us. And I'm like, well, this isn't out of the normal because normally she starts talking to whomever we're with because she's just that friendly. I sometimes do the same thing too. So it's not that strange. She will leave and I will have started talking to someone. But then what does she do? Dun, 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 dun.
He let me pray for him. And then I was like, well, hey, do you want to come to church? He's like, yeah, I've never been to church before. I was like, do you have a piece of paper? And Jen whips out a business card for the church.
Because it has awesome. Our address on it.
I was like, came over here. I was like, here's the pastor's card.
I know. And it was just one of those moments because,
yeah,
and this is what it means to just get out of your chair.
Yeah.
Like, the kid presented, and I'm like, all right. And then I found the coupon thinking, okay, this would be a great opportunity just for Carrie and I to hang out and have a conversation. But then it worked out into her sharing the love of Jesus with someone else. And it's just very interesting how God works things together.
Yeah.
Like God works things together. And
yeah.
So often we fail to get out of our chair because we can't see how God could possibly work this together.
Yeah.
And it was so challenging to me because I just posted on Facebook last night, that verse that God works all things together, right?
For good, for those who love him.
Exactly. And because throughout the past 2 weeks, I have just seen how God works things together where I have just stood up and I've done something and then he's worked this out and worked this out and worked this out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just sort of sit back and go, wow, God, are you ever good? Are you ever good?
Like he just took care of something?
Like he just took care of everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, ye of little faith, Jennifer.
Like what happened?
Like just the way he worked. Like my mom came up for the weekend. It'd be a weekend ago now. And my friend had bought, this is the cool thing. My friend had gone to the mall. Lindor had those little like things on sale, the little balls.
I haven't heard this story.
100 for $35. So she and her husband are in the mall simply going for a walk. This is why you have to go for a walk sometimes, because you never know how God's going to use it. So they're going for a walk. They see the deal. Her husband says, hey, let's just do it. So they buy it.
What, buy the chocolate?
They bought this wonderful bag of Lindor Red Ball chocolate. It makes me so happy. So anyways, I was going to drop my mother at the train station, which is near to where my friend lives.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, when she posted, I thought, well, I'll just say, hey, make sure you have some left on Sunday. I'm stopping in. And I thought, well, I can't commit. So I drop mom off. I'm in the process of dropping mom off. And I read her post saying that all of her kids were away. So I was like, oh, it would be a good idea just to say, hey.
On Mother's Day. Yeah.
You know, check in, see how she's doing. And so I messaged her saying, hey, I'm just dropping my mom off at the train station. I thought I'd come by for a visit. She's like, do you want to come by for roast beef dinner?
You were like, yes, I do.
I was like, yes, I do. And my mom, she was like, oh, I'm so glad you're going to have a break from driving, that you'll have a break, and then you can drive back. Because it was about an hour and a half from the train station to where I live. And but it was so interesting how God worked all these things together, because as I was able to spend time with her, like, it just... He just worked all those details, that I still got to have some of the chocolate. Now, this whole story isn't about the chocolate, but it was about spending some time with her.
Yeah.
And having a really good conversation with her and her husband, and just saying, wow, God, you are so good the way that you worked out my dropping my mom off, she not having any kids around, she making roast beef dinner and inviting me. Like, because I thought, and because she even said, and this is the clincher. She's like, it will be ready in 40 minutes. And I'm thinking, I will be at your house in 40 minutes if I was to work, this was all to work out. And I walked in and she was literally carving the beef. And I'm thinking, I know those things don't necessarily seem spiritual or that God's looking after us.
Yeah. But why not?
But why not? Like, he uses all those simple little things. He knits them together and he says, see, I do love you. I got this. And I had a wonderful conversation with them, and just like, it's like, just get out of your chair, send the text, say, hey, can I, like you said in last week's show, you always have time for a cup of coffee. And I was thinking, oh, I don't know. I just want to get back home and I want to go to bed. And I felt so like, it took, you know, seeing her post and realizing actually she probably could use a cup of coffee. So I just said, messaged her saying, hey, can I stop in? And it was just like,
you know what's so great about that? At the end of the day, it's not really about us.
Yes, that's so true.
It's not really about like us always feeling like good and happy, and God just blesses us and like just gives us good gifts sometimes, but here we are able to say like, wow, that happened. Like, God is so good.
God is so good.
He took care of all those details.
Yeah, I know. And that's where it's like, unless you're willing, and the whole thing started, but that weekend was my mom asking or saying she'd really like to come and see my uncle. And he knit, and that's where it's like, God worked all things together, and it was me getting out of my chair or making the phone call to my mom to say, why don't you come up for the weekend?
Yeah.
And it's like, in my head, I'm counting the cost. I'm like, okay, well, where are you going to stay? What are you going to eat? And it's just like, sometimes we can, like you said, too much introspection and we miss out. And,
Totally.
Want to go that way?
Sure.
And it just really challenged me that yeah, we need to plan. We need to count the cost. And really, at the end of the cost was, I'm going to give up time to spend with my mom.
Yeah. And I love that verse in Proverbs. It says, the righteous give without sparing.
Yes.
And I want to give in such a way, believing that God will just keep meeting my needs that way.
Yeah.
And I met this amazing woman in the States, and she, like, her and her friend, like, didn't have a lot of money, but man, were they crazy generous. Like, I mean, like, found this homeless guy, like, ended up giving him a ride somewhere, right. Gave him money, like took care of him, fed him, stopped at a gas station, let him have a shower. And then, like, all the week that we were there, they were just, like, crazy generous. God just kept meeting their needs.
Wow.
And, like, they met this random woman who actually lost her house in a house fire.
Right.
And they were like, you know what? just come. Just come to church with us. We'll come and pick you up. And then there ended up being, like, people who paid for their ticket to get this woman in. And just,
wow.
Like, they just stepped out and were generous. I'm just so inspired by that.
Like, just get out of your chair.
And do it.
Just do it. So that brings us to the end of this week of just get out of your chair. We encourage you just to get out of your chair, to make that phone call, to count the cost, but don't count it so much that you miss the opportunity. And so may you be encouraged this week to get out of your chair, to trust God that He's going to provide for all of your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Be blessed.